Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You know, Cole, I got a few words for Dave Roberts, the manager of the L.A. Dodgers.
Y'all need to be fired.
He needs to be fired for robbing Blake Snell of what could have been one of those legendary career moments last night against the Brewers. He was slaying them.
Y'all need to be fired.
Picking them up, putting them down. Just going roughshod all over that Brewers lineup. And Dave Roberts, for no apparent reason, chooses to pull Blake Snell out of the game. He was absolutely mowing him down. Eight innings, gave up one hit, struck out 10. He was cooking. And Dave Roberts took him out of the game. Welcome into Wire to Wire. He is Cole Bryson. My name is Diesel, and you Tolos watching on the stream. By God, we appreciate you being there and being a part of the show every single day. Chop it up with the other Tolos, because now all of your comments show up on the screen, which is awesome. I know a lot of our Tolos, Cole, they will just sit at home and put us up on their big screen on YouTube and just watch the show that way.
That's truly turning it on and leaving it on, right?
I love it when you Tolos tell us that you do those kinds of things. But, man, what a decision that almost came back to bite Dave Roberts in the ass last night. Mm-hmm. How bad would that have been if he takes a guy that was damn near perfect through eight innings of that game, chooses to take him out, and then could have ended up losing the game? Now, the Brewers only put up one on the board. The Dodgers won the game. That's what matters. But, man, it was close.
Well, it is what matters. The Dodgers were really, really good last night, in large part due to what you just said, Blake Snell. Now, I watched the game because, obviously, having it as part of my Prize Picks lineup, I was heavily invested. So
good plug.
Right. So obviously that game went down to the wire because of not only the Los Angeles Dodgers elite pitching last night and Blake Snell, but also Milwaukee was really good last night as well. So Freddie Freeman is like the hero up until the point that Dave Roberts decided to do what Dave Roberts did. Now, let me even back up before that. If any of you Tolos were watching, the almost grand slam was probably the wildest play I have ever seen happen in baseball, just in terms of what could have happened, Diesel. Bases loaded for the Dodgers early in the game. The ball is hit off of the top of the wall, hits the glove, bounces back in. They thought it was enough for a home run, but or for a grand slam, but it was not. It was a weird, wacky type play, and the Dodgers were that close. And for those of you not watching, they were so close, Diesel, to going up 4-0 early in that game, and that game could have been a lot different. But the decision to pull Blake Snell for Roky Sasaki, I have no idea. I can't figure it out. Blake Snell was incredible. I was watching it with a few buddies last night, and at that point, we saw that the camera Diesel switched to the bullpen, and you saw Sasaki warming up, and you're thinking, there's just no way. There's no way Dave Roberts, after what Blake Snell's done, is going to pull Snell for Sasaki, and guess what he did? And to your point, it almost cost him. It almost did.
He had thrown, I saw the number earlier today, but I didn't write it down. I think 103 pitches Blake Snell had thrown at that point in the game. Like, what's wrong with 110? What's wrong with 115, 120? Right? I mean, it's not like the Brewers were finally starting to touch him and starting to get all over the field, right? It's not like he was put into bad situations. He was still throwing the ball really well, had great velocity, had great command, great control, and the Brewers couldn't hit him.
You know how many hits he allowed last night?
One.
Why
hit. Do you pull that guy?
10 Ks.
Come on. Managers manage scared, right? Analytics have done some great things for sports, for baseball, but they also put these managers in a position where they don't trust their instincts anymore. They don't trust their gut anymore. And your gut says, let Blake Snell go out there and do it. By God, he's earned the right to try to close this game out in 9 innings. He's earned the right to go a complete game. But because the analytics say that once a pitcher gets to 100 pitches, his velocity starts to fall off, you pull him out of the game and you rob him of what could have been an amazing career triumphant moment.
It was 103, to your point, 103 pitches. He's been locked in this postseason. By the way, at 0.86 ERA, which is nuts. He's averaged 7 innings pitched per game, a .52 whip across 21 innings. Snell has just let up 5 hits and 2 earned runs. Think about that. That's absolutely insane. And Blake Snell last night, to your point, was robbed. He was robbed of an incredible moment. And Dave Roberts, shame on him. Luckily, when you look at what happened late in that game, Treinen came in and saved him. But you're talking about Diesel, the bases were loaded. Ninth inning, bottom of the ninth, or top of the ninth, rather, Milwaukee had an opportunity to bust that thing wide open. The go-ahead runner was at the plate. Then they get 2 on, and all of a sudden you're sitting there thinking, this is not good. I was watching it on my laptop because I had Monday Night Football on one TV and the other Monday Night Football game on another TV, so I was locked in. And by the way, random side note, I told a buddy of mine this morning, Diesel, I think last night might have been one of the greatest random Monday nights of sports in a long, long time. Just 3 really good games between baseball, the 2 Monday night games. I mean, it couldn't get better for a Monday.
Here's the problem. I don't know. I mean, I saw a picture of your setup. I know how you were watching games. You had the TV on.
Yeah.
You had your laptop on, and you had another screen. It was like an iPad or something.
I had a computer.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You were watching on multiple screens, and a lot of people don't do that. Most casuals, and that's what all these networks are trying to chase. That's what all these sports are trying to chase. You're trying to chase the casuals. The hardcores are going to do what you did and have up multiple screens, but the casuals are not going to do that. And those casuals make up a large, large, large number of people. And I just beg the question, what is Major League Baseball doing? The hell do you think you're doing scheduling a game up against double Monday Night Football? You're not going to win. You're not going to get the viewership numbers that you think you're going to get. It just baffles my mind why they continue to do that. How many times have we talked about on this show and on this station over the years, just how dumb it is to try to go head-to-head with the NFL. You're not going to win.
I don't know. I agree that you're never going to win going head-to-head. I don't know that Major League Baseball has a choice, though, in the postseason.
Why not? They could have scheduled this game for today.
Well, you've got the Dodgers. You've got game two today. You've got game two tonight at 8 o'clock. So the only game tonight, you don't have Blue Jays tonight. You have game two of that game last night tonight. And I think in the regular season, you know, there are so many games, it's hard. I think baseball is to the point, Diesel, where they're just content with it. They know they're not going to go head-to-head against, you know, NFL, especially to your point, two Monday night games. But I will say, I normally will go multi-view. However, when I'm really, really focused, Diesel, I have to go with different TVs because multi-view, when you put it in multi-view, that's fine. But you can not really – I've talked about this, but you really can't focus on the game like you want because the screens become so small at that point.
They do, and your eye just kind of jumps around all over the place. Yep. And, yeah, you've got it on screen, but you kind of have to notice when something happens and hurry up and put the little cursor on that screen so you can hear the audio from that. Like, yeah, I know, they'll get you back with replay after the fact.
But real quick side note, last night – really tempted me to have another flat screen mounted on my living room wall.
Such a bro cave.
I think I'm seriously considering it now because I have like an 85 inch.
Yeah.
But then I would love like a 50 or a 65 or a 75 underneath it. I mean, I've got a serious issue.
Do you have the bandwidth for that?
I think so.
I assume you're on wireless internet now.
Yeah.
Here's how you pull this off, Cole. You have an 85-inch TV, right?
Yeah.
That means you divide that 85. I know this isn't exact, okay? But you divide that 85 inches by 3. You could align 3 27-inch TVs underneath.
Yeah, that'd be
that
good.
Big screen TV.
That'd be good.
So
too.
You could have the one big one and then 3 little ones below it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the way to do
I'm
it.
Thinking
that's the
about
way
it.
To pull it off.
Because last night I had to take the one from my bedroom, lay it against the wall, which is fine. But I'm just sitting there thinking, man, if I'm going to do something, I need to do it right. And I don't like I think YouTube TV multi-view is great for some people. But again, for me, if you've got an 85-inch TV and you're watching 4 screens at once, you're watching, what, a 30-something-inch TV at that point or less? So I don't enjoy watching a game. I guess that's why I like a sports bar better because the screens are...
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Still big. I want big screens.
Well,
and I want multiple.
You know that now you can buy a TV up to 120 inches.
Yes, I've heard.
That's like your wall. That's your entire wall. And that's not a projector, right? Up until now, you had to have a projector to be able to pull off sizes that big. But you can get them. It's crazy to me
Yeah.
That now, like, Samsung has a 98-inch TV that's $1,800. Let's see. There's a 100-inch Hisense, $1,700. There's something here that claims to be 132 inches. God. That's almost $4,000. Think about this.
That's
though.
Ridiculous.
We were spending that kind of money when flat screens first came out.
And now they're cheaper.
We were spending that on 720s.
Yeah, now they're a lot cheaper. You know what my problem was last night? My buddies were making fun of me. So I have two Rokus, right? Two Roku remotes.
Yep.
And the problem is that I had last night is when I would click one, it would do it for both.
When you got to get like an Amazon
TV. That's what I'm saying. I took the bedroom TV in the living room, turned it on, and when I turned it on, I turned the big one off. And then when I turned it off, I turned the other one on, and then I'm trying to change the volume. That's the only tricky part. I've got two Roku remotes right there, plus a laptop watching the Dodgers. It's a, you know, third world problem, right?
Texter says, Cole likes his TVs like he likes his women, big and multiple.
That's terrible.
Another texter says, Cole,
terrible.
How come nobody talks about fantasy football, or am I missing it? We talk about real sports on this show.
We have the leagues. We just don't talk about them much.
We talk about football, baseball. We don't talk wrestling because it's not a real sport. We don't talk about fantasy football. You know why? Because it's not a real sport.
And I've done a terrible job this season. I've had like three or four
Togos. So you're saying if you were good, if you were crushing it, you'd be talking about it.
When I say terrible job, I mean terrible job even being invested. I've been slack. I've been really slack.
Puppy Monkey Baby in the house, one of the top five names in the Upset Picks Challenge. I'm glad that you mentioned that because coming up later on in the show, we will, of course, be sharing the absolute latest standings for the Upset Picks Challenge. I can tell you right now.
I'm sorry, what are we talking about? The gummy worm pizza?
I have no idea.
What's he talking about?
No clue.
How many slices of gummy worm pizza did you guys eat?
What are you talking about? Where did that come from?
Were we supposed to have gummy worm pizza today? Did we have pizza?
No. What is this? Oh, I know what he's talking about. He's talking about that internal email that came out from Roy this morning, Roy, our promotions manager, who, if you ever win prizes, you get emails from Roy. That's the Roy that we're talking about. Somebody brought in pizza to the studios earlier today.
Oh.
And I guess.
So how's he getting our emails?
I guess one of them, maybe Rob talked about it. Rob must have talked about it on the show this morning because Roy sent out that email earlier today saying, hey, come to the break room and get free pizza. But you and I are never here in the building. We don't ever get to partake in that kind of stuff.
No. The email was sent at 10:45.
The call is coming from inside the house.
Oh, God. He's hacked our emails.
Did Rob tweet about it or something?
Does Puppy Monkey Baby work here?
Is Rob Puppy Monkey Baby, because we haven't gotten a pick from Rob in a while, or is Lonzo? I like to believe that it's Lonzo.
Oh, he says Lonzo put it out on a video for the Upstate Pulse.
That clears it up.
We should have went down there and looked.
Hang on, let me put my headset down. I'll go take it. No, I'm kidding.
Here's the email. A spooky sweet lunch is taken care of. Pizza Inn, Sandworm Pizza, downstairs break room.
Yeah.
It's back.
From Beetlejuice, the Sandworms.
Should we stream this thing live and go see if there's any left? That would be interesting. Pizza is there? I don't know.
Got to go check it out.
I didn't know there was pizza today. Did you?
I'll run down there during the break.
I know,
we'll make Jay Paterno wait.
Jay Paterno. Sorry, Jay. We've got to go see if this sour gummy worm, pizza's still in the, oh my God.
For what it's worth, though, trying to rein this thing in and get back to topic.
We have went off the rails. Now I want to go down there.
Tolo Steve is crushing it. He's got three in a row. Brandon in Spartanburg has four picks in a row. And by God, Dave Mosley hit again.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
This is getting
Dave
ridiculous.
Mosley has 70 points.
This is 70. Getting outrageous.
85 won this thing last year. I mean, it's ludicrous how he keeps hitting week after week after week.
How does that happen?
Sitting on a horseshoe, I guess. My only other explanation is that he is Marty McFly.
And didn't Bill Bender offer to hire that guy? I think he offered to hire, who was it?
Dave
Mosley. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous. I'm going to, in a minute go down and check for the Tolos. Awesome. Once we get done with this, live on the air.
But
I'm interested about this pizza now.
So I know that we're going to take off because we got Jay coming on here in just a couple of minutes. But you don't go against the NFL. You don't go against their programming. You're not going to win. You gotta try to chase those casuals, and I just think it's a bad, bad idea. It's a bad look to do that. So let's go ahead and run off to break here, Cole.
Hold on. Real quick.
Okay. Oh, you're going?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
All right. Stay
you better run. Don't forget your keys because I can't come and let you in.
That's true.
Back into the building. Cole is headed down to the break room to find out. Yeah. To see if we have any more of this sandworm pizza. Bring me a slice if you come back.
Is that what it's called?
I guess. You said it was from where?
Pizza Inn, I believe.
Pizza Inn.
I think it was. Yeah, here we go. Let's see. You ready?
Oh.
All right, we're told.
This is the height of anticipation.
This is the best radio.
Pat Kraft says, "Is this a Pat McAfee skit?"
Let's see. Live on air.
Okay.
Hey, John. Say hey.
Hey.
You're live on air, by the way.
That's the John who is in our studios a lot of times.
Here we go.
Operating. Uh oh.
That's not sandworm.
All right, that's cheese pizza, pepperoni pizza, works.
Whoa.
Sandworm pizza. Look at that. Look at that, Tolos. Does that look appetizing?
Do you another want some?
I do.
All right. I'm going to bring some.
Yeah, I'll.
What the heck is sandworm pizza?
I'll take an array, so I don't want I don't want to only
look,
eat sandworm time. Pizza.
Diesel, one more time, live on the air. Look at this.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to get a bite right now live on the air, Cole? That's just ruined his diet. Ruining Cole's diet.
Hey, that's actually really, really good.
Is it all sweet like that? Frosting?
It's like jelly beans.
Oh, you're going to want more than one. I'm going to get you two.
Okay.
Look at that.
There you go.
That's I said say bye, not hey.
Tolos, right. We're going to do another review a little bit later on in the show. We have to get out to break because we have Jay Paterno coming up in the very next segment. So
he'll
this is going to sound
though.
A little
he'll
bit wonky, Tolos. I am going to take us off to break, run around to the other side of the board, and take us off to our commercial break on the air. So we'll get back and have on Jay Paterno from the Board of Directors for Penn State next.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.